The catastrophe that became the Holocaust did not emerge suddenly from the machinery of war, nor was it simply the result of isolated cruelty by individual officials. It grew from a political worldview that placed race at the center of human history, morality, citizenship, and state power. Nazi racial ideology was a violent and pseudo-scientific system of beliefs that divided humanity into imagined racial hierarchies and claimed that the future of Germany depended on protecting, expanding, and purifying an alleged German or Aryan racial community. Under the leadership of Adolf Hitler, the Nazi movement transformed prejudice into policy, propaganda into social pressure, and racial fantasy into a program of persecution, conquest, forced displacement, and mass murder. Understanding this ideology is essential because it explains how the Nazi regime could portray unimaginable crimes not as crimes at all, but as supposedly necessary acts of national survival. The Nazi state taught millions of Germans to see their country through a distorted racial lens. Some people were celebrated as biologically valuable, others were tolerated only conditionally, and still others were branded as permanent enemies whose existence threatened the future of the nation. This was not a coherent scientific doctrine, because it had no basis in genuine science. Instead, it was a collection of old prejudices, political resentments, nationalist myths, colonial ambitions, and racial theories that had circulated widely in Europe and the United States during the 19th and early 20th centuries. The Nazis gave these ideas a radical political purpose. They turned them into law, education, public ritual, and eventually a campaign of destruction across much of Europe. At the heart of Nazi ideology stood the belief that history was a struggle between races. Hitler and other Nazi leaders rejected the idea that human societies develop through cooperation, shared institutions, economic change, or moral progress. Instead, they claimed that the world was governed by a brutal competition in which stronger races survived and weaker races declined. This view borrowed selectively and falsely from the language of evolution. The Nazis frequently used terms associated with biology, such as selection, degeneration, and survival, but they twisted them into political arguments. Their approach is often described as social Darwinism, though it was far more than a simplistic misuse of Charles Darwin's theories. Social Darwinists argued that conflict between individuals, classes, nations, or races was natural and desirable because it supposedly allowed the strong to triumph. Nazi leaders embraced this harsh outlook because it justified violence as an unavoidable law of life. In their view, compassion for the weak, legal equality, democracy, and international cooperation were not signs of civilization. They were signs of decay. The Nazi movement promised to restore what it called the natural order by placing supposed racial strength above individual rights. This belief made compromise difficult and moral restraint almost impossible. If the world was truly a battlefield between races, then any measure taken to secure the future of one's own people could be presented as legitimate. This logic would later be used to justify deportation, starvation, forced labor, and murder on a continental scale. The Nazi understanding of race was built around the myth of the Aryan. Historically, the term had referred to ancient Indo-Iranian peoples and languages, but racial theorists in the 19th century distorted it into a broad category that supposedly described the original source of Europe's strongest civilizations. By the time the Nazis came to power, Aryan had become an elastic and misleading label used to describe people whom they considered racially desirable, especially Germans and other Northern Europeans whom Nazi propaganda associated with blonde hair, blue eyes, physical strength, discipline, and military courage. Yet even within the Nazi system, the definition was never fully precise. Many Germans did not match the physical image celebrated in posters and films, while many people outside Germany did. What mattered was less biological reality than political classification. Nazi officials used ancestry, family records, appearance, and ideology to decide who belonged.